Coming up, we're going to be talking about how Star Plus is going to be merging in with Disney Plus in Latin America. Talking about a Ready or Not sequel, and also Welcome to Wrexham has been delayed. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com, and it's a Good Friday. So let's jump into some of today's big Disney Plus news. So if you're in Latin America, good news, Disney Plus is set to get a major overhaul in June. So on June the 26th, Star Plus is going to be merged into Disney Plus. So what does this mean? Well, you're going to start seeing two new hubs within Disney Plus in Latin America. You're going to see the Star Hub and also the ESPN Hub. So to go alongside this, there's also going to be three new tiers launching, which are going to match what we have here in Europe and in Canada. There's going to be standard with ads, standard and premium. So expect the price of that premium one to go up, and they're going to try and get some more money out of you somehow. But yes, it's all going to be kind of kicking in at the same time. Not every country in Latin America is going to be getting the ad tier. And this will just be happening in Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Chile, and Colombia. So yeah, so we've kind of known that Star Plus has been on kind of bad ground, that it wouldn't be around for too much longer, and that it would be closing at some point this year. But they put out the press release confirming it. This is kind of part of this global plan that you can see Disney doing right now of merging their streaming apps together, consolidating, making Disney Plus much stronger. Because in Latin America, they tried this whole thing with running two streaming services. Star Plus was essentially like Hulu and ESPN Plus together, whereas internationally, we had a Star added into Disney Plus. That's obviously worked best because they're kind of following that everywhere. And obviously this week, they added Hulu on Disney Plus in the US. Again, they've kind of got this weird thing of like merging different things together and kind of getting there. And they're all kind of going to the same place of having one Disney Plus with all of that content in there. I'm hoping as well that this might be a little bit of a test or a little bit of an experiment with the ESPN content. Of obviously next year in the US, you're going to be getting the brand new ESPN direct to consumer, which is like a full version of it, not the ESPN version that's out there. And maybe this might open the door then for ESPN to return, like here in Europe, because our ESPN player closed down last year. Haven't seen it since, don't seem to be any plans, but maybe they're going to follow suit of what's happening in Latin America, because kind of opens the door, because the technology is all going to be in there. They still have rights to a lot of content and stuff in there, like college football, XFL, or the new UFL, whatever it is they call them now, stuff now. But yeah, so big change in Latin America, again, bringing things more in line, more streamlining, and really kind of giving Disney Plus a full just unit down there. And I think that's going to be better. They probably should have done that to begin with. But again, I feel like there was a little bit of an experimentation going on all over the place. But let us know what you think. Do you think it's a good idea that Star Plus is merging into Disney Plus? Let us know in the comments below. So earlier this year, moving on from there, let's now talk about the FX series Welcome to Wrexham. Now, this series was originally set to come out in the middle of April, but it's been pushed back 2 weeks. It's now going to be launching on the FX channel in the United States on the 2nd of May, and then it'll be available the following day on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus. No international release date yet. I suspect it'll be pretty similar. A little bit different with this season, just 8 episodes. So I can't help but feel like if they've just taken one season, cut it in two, and trying to get it out a bit quicker. Because a lot of the times with the last seasons, it's pretty much out of date. And if you want to try and get on that and get this stuff out, like while the season's still going, etc., I think they do have to kind of speed up how quickly they turn around seasons. So shorter seasons, maybe more often, might be a way of them doing it. But yes, it's been pushed back just 2 weeks. No word on why or anything like that. But 2 weeks, it's not a big deal. But one of my favourite documentaries, really enjoyed this series, and I'm not a big football fan, but yeah, and this one's pretty good. But let us know what you think of this delay in the comments below. Shifting gears now, let's now talk about our Searchlight Pictures film, Ready or Not. So this one was originally released back in 2019, and it's all about a young bride who, on her wedding day, has to take part in some kind of weird family ritual where they're all trying to hunt her and kill her. It's actually really good. I really liked it. And according to the Insider, Searchlight Pictures is developing a brand new sequel. No real word yet on if Samara Weaving is going to be returning, though it has been revealed that Adam Rotel will be taking over, and he's previously worked on The Escape Room. I don't know if there is another way they could do this. Maybe he's got a brother, or the family are trying to track him down, or something along those lines. I mean, yeah, it seems a bit weird of how they did it, but I thought this one was really good. It was a cheap film to make. They only spent about $6 million making it, pulled in over $57 million, so that is a big success. And it makes sense for a sort of Searchlight to kind of take these kind of things and see if they can develop. And, but yeah, I think this sounds pretty good. I really enjoyed it. You can watch Ready or Not on Disney Plus, like here in the UK, Australia and Canada. Not on Hulu or Hulu on Disney Plus for some reason. So don't know why, but there we go. But that's the main one. Let's now shift gears and talk about Renegade. But let us know in the comments below if you are excited about a Ready or Not sequel. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But with it being Good Friday, let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. The big new release is Renegade Nell, a brand new 8-part series. It's set here in the UK back in the 18th century. It's all about a young woman called Nell, and she basically ends up getting some kind of weird superpower by a little fairy that goes inside of her and gives her like super strength, but also super abilities and stuff like that. And she's kind of on a quest because her father is killed, and she's and gets framed for the murder of a local governor, and all kind of chaos involves. It's a pretty good solid series. The fact that they dropped all of them for Easter, I think, is good. I definitely check it out. Kind of reminds me of like a Saturday afternoon sort of BBC show that you might find like Merlin or Robin Hood. A little bit long-winded in the middle. I think they could have trimmed it down a little bit or done a few more interesting side quests or stuff. But very well, very done. I did like it. I thought it was good and solid. It's not the best show ever. And, you know, maybe they do a second season, you know. But at the end of the day, it's all kind of nicely wrapped up. With a little hint that they could maybe do a second season. Louise Harding in here is great. She's obviously, you might know her from Derry Girls. But yeah, overall, it's a nice, easygoing family show. And the fact they kind of incorporated fantasy with a little bit of like superhero stuff, I think that works quite well. But let us know. You're going to check it out over the Easter weekend. Love to hear your thoughts. There was also a new documentary called Madhu that was put out. I haven't seen that one yet. That's on my to-do list. But let us know what else you're going to be watching on Disney Plus over the weekend. I'm going to be checking out Grey's Anatomy. They added a new episode last night here in the UK, so that's on my list of things to watch. Let's now jump into today's comment of the day. This one comes from Andrew, who says, so for the European travellers from the United States, will they get access to Hulu on Disney Plus when travelling to the States? So unfortunately, no. If you are from outside of the US and we go into the US and you fire up your Disney Plus, if you want to get into that StarHub, it's not going to be there. Instead, it is going to prompt you for your Hulu subscription, because as far as it's concerned, you're a Disney Plus subscriber that does not have the Hulu subscription, so you can't see access to it. So yeah, unfortunately, if you go there, you're not going to use it. I mean, you could use a software like a VPN to kind of go back to your own area and use it that way, and that way you could get around it, and essentially you're still getting what you paid for. So there's that one way. It is a very, obviously, just it's a cack-handed way that they've done it with this Hulu stuff. They're obviously having to bring it in, and then at some point I imagine they will then merge it to make it more simpler, because I was looking earlier today, looking at the bundles and the options inside of Hulu, and there are so many different bundles and options and add-ons. It's like, this is so complicated. I mean, it makes the kind of, we've had three tiers here in the UK, premium, standard, and standard with ads. That's it. And then suddenly in the US, you've got all these different options, the Duo Plus this, and the Trio, and the Trio with ads, and the Trios with ads, and do you want this? And yeah, it's a pain in the butt. But unfortunately, yeah, if we go to the US, we just get default Disney Plus. We don't get access to that Hulu content. Though I would say, you know, if you're only gonna, you know, if you're on holiday, get out there, see a bit more of the country, get it, you know, you might want to watch a little bit of television, normally in the evening, but I always like just generally like firing up like TV and just, yeah, what kind of fun seeing what they watch the news and stuff. But yeah, that's unfortunately the thing. But let us know if you are planning on going to Disney or to America as a whole. Let us know if, you know, you're going to be planning on watching Disney Plus there. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Hope you all have a fantastic Easter. I'll be back on Monday with another video. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.